Okay. A butt says Brad throws the party. Alrighty. Well, then another dollar says Brad's been feeling like a loser since Angela dumped him, and there's no way he's going to that party.
Well, we all know Brad's a loser. But I still say he's going to the party.
You're betting on Brad's social life?
Actually, I'm betting against it.
Gambling on your brother's broken heart. That's really nice, guys.
Still time to get in the Brad party pool. I got a buck says he's not going.
You can't bet against your own son.
Why? How are you betting? Sorry, I would have gotten in the action earlier, but I think I pulled my back out in the bathroom.
How'd you do that?
Don't ask.
Well, I decided I'm not going to the party.
Yes! All right, Brad, thank you very much. Your lack of self-esteem has made me a very rich man.
Brad, you have to go to this party.
You think so?
You can't stay locked up in your room forever just because you got dumped by that dingbat motormouth Angela, who, by the way, I really liked, in case you'd get back together.
Yeah, maybe I'll go for a little while.
All right,
I'll be back by 11.
Oh, you don't have to come back that early.
How about 11:30?
You stayed out till past midnight, no more arguments. Smell anything.
Oh, man, you still haven't learned how to load a dishwasher.
It's a subjective thing, honey. Look, the Salvador Dali collection.
Did I miss breakfast?
And lunch. What'd you get in, about 12:30 last night?
Yes, I did.
Did you meet somebody?
Yes, I did.
He met somebody? Isn't that adorable? What's her name?
Samantha.
Samantha. Adorable. What is she like?
Well, she's really cute. She loves sports and she drives a 68 Camaro.
Camaro, adorable.
So, when are you going to see her again?
As soon as I open the door, she's taking me to the Red Wings game.
Red Wings, adorable.
How you doing?
Hi, how you doing?
I want you to meet my mom and dad. This is Samantha Hayes.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
I'm Jill.
Hi. Samantha, Tim Taylor. Nice to meet you.
Hi, it's nice to meet you.
Brad was just telling us about you.
Oh, good things, I hope.
Yeah, but before we let you out with our son, there's a few things we need to know about you.
Dad.
Brad, hold on, I'm doing this for your own good. Samantha, that Camaro, is that a big block?
You'll have to excuse my husband, you know. He gets very concerned about his son getting mixed up with the wrong car.
You guys go to the same school?
No, Samantha goes to Wayne State.
College?
Yeah, I'm majoring in communications. I want to be a sportscaster.
She knows everything about soccer.
Great. So you're one of those real smart kids just shot right through high school, right to college?
No, I started when I was 18. I'm a junior now.
Yeah, we're both juniors.
Except you're in high school.
Oh, it's hard to believe. Brad is so much more responsible and polite than the college guys I've gone out with. You raised a real gentleman.
I didn't know we were finished.
Well, we should be going.
Bye.
Okay, bye, guys.
Nice to meet you.
Have
fun.
All right.
Well, I really wasn't ready for that.
Wait, hold it. If she went to college when she was 18, she's a junior, that would make her, older.
She's at least 20.
Who's at least 20?
This girl Brad's going out with.
What would a 20-year-old woman want with Brad?
Maybe where she lives, she's not allowed to have a dog.
Are you okay with this?
Yeah, she seems like she's very nice.
Brad's just a boy.
Oh, come on, Mom. I mean, younger girls date older guys all the time. No one says anything about it. You have a double standard.
I think he's right, honey. Honey, I love you, but sometimes you can be a bit sexist.
Well, it's our 2-week anniversary. We should go somewhere very special for dinner.
Yeah, how about...
Chinese.
I know this great little place.
Hong Fat?
You know Hong Fat?
Well, yeah, I knew him when he was Hong Thin.
I knew you were gonna say that.
You did?
Yeah. God, I just can't believe I only met you 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it kind of feels like we've known each other our whole lives.
How was I lucky enough to meet a guy like you?
Well, I guess we're at the right place at the right time. Two strangers reaching for onion dip.
So when was the exact moment that you knew I really, really liked you?
I guess you could say when you met my parents and you didn't run away screaming.
Okay, Samantha, got it. You want to meet Brad for dinner at Bangles at 9 o'clock. Okay. Bye now.
Dinner at 9 o'clock. A couple of years ago, he's going to bed at 9 o'clock.
A couple years from now, we'll be going to bed at 9 o'clock.
Brad has spent every available moment with Samantha for the last month. They're going too fast. I don't like it.
I'm not so sure. Schoolwork isn't suffering. His job's okay. He's coming in every night curfew. Let's face it, Samantha's a better parent than we are.
Hey, everybody.
Brad, there's a note for you on the counter.
Nice jacket.
Oh, you like it?
Yeah.
Samantha helped me pick it out the other day. She says you got a dress for who you want to be.
Who do you want to be?
I don't know. I just figure I'll put on the clothes and see what I turn into.
You've been learning an awful lot from Samantha, huh?
Oh, yeah, it's great. And you're not going to believe where she wants me to take her tomorrow is tool time.
Yeah?
There's something seriously wrong with this woman.
Funny, I'm starting to like her a lot.
Well, since she's thinking about being in TV, she wants to see what it's like to tape a live show.
Brad, do you think maybe you're moving a little fast in this relationship?
We're moving fast because we really like each other.
Brad, I think the point is, she is 3 years older than you, and we're just worried that maybe you're getting in too deep.
You're 3 years older than Mom.
Look how deep I'm in. Thank you. Welcome back to Tool Time Salute. To shaving. It's been grooming week all this week on Tool Time, and cutting and clipping, moosing and foaming. But now we tackle the mother of all grooming problems, the removal of unwanted facial hair.
That's right. Every little boy remembers peering over the sink, watching his father shaving.
In your case, it was your mom, wasn't it?
Now stop staring at me. Get me another beer, will ya?
Shaving equipment has really come a long way over the years.
That's right. Today, we have a lot of things to choose from. We have double-edged, swivel head, disposable, and a wide array of electric shavers.
But for the purist, nothing beats the cut of a straight edge, right, Al?
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Look at my thumb! Look at my thumb! Just kidding. Look, today we're going to show how close it shaves by shaving Al's beard off. Right, Al?
I don't think so, Tim. I've grown rather fond of this beard.
You call it a beard, I call it a runway for Fritos. In barber college, they practice on a balloon to get the handle of a straight edge so they don't nick their customers. I've got my own version of the balloon.
Why do you put my face on everything you're about to mangle or destroy?
Because your butt won't fit.
Why don't we take some questions from the audience while Tim lathers up this ruggedly handsome balloon?
All right, any questions? Oh, yes, sir?
Yes. No matter what kind of razor I use, I cut myself. What do you recommend to stop the bleeding?
Grow a beard.
I recommend a styptic pencil.
You don't want to use toilet paper. Otherwise, you have those little squares over your face with little red dots in them. Looks like your face is covered with little Japanese flags. Very embarrassing down at the VFW hall, I'll tell you that.
All right, well, why don't we, Heidi, some more questions?
Okay, who else has a question? Yes, Brad. Ladies and gentlemen, this handsome young man is Tim's oldest son, Brad.
Yes, I'm a twice-a-week shaver with a pretty light beard. What should I use?
A big brown crayon.
Brad, why don't you introduce us to your friend there?
Oh, I'd love to. This is Samantha Hayes. She's a communications major at Duane State, and she plans to be a sportscaster.
Wow, is she your girlfriend, Brad?
Well, actually, as of today, this is my fiancé.
Fiancé?
Well, yes, we just decided to get married.
Brad, why were you joking about getting married? I was trying to do a serious show about hair removal.
Dad, I'm not joking. Samantha and I, we've put a lot of thought into this.
You can't have put a lot of thought into it. You've only seen each other for a month.
Mr. Taylor, I know it seems fast, but Brad and I clicked right from the beginning.
Put your clickers away. This is ridiculous, guys.
You know, I knew you were going to react like this. I mean, instead of yelling at us, you should be congratulating us.
Gee, sorry. Waiter, give me some champagne and two juice boxes for the bride and groom.
You know what, Dad? It doesn't matter what you say. We're getting married. Let's get out of here.
Brad, hey, you can't get married. You got homework.
Mark, have you seen the salad spinner? I've been looking for it. I can't find it anywhere.
Yeah, I put it in the dishwasher last night.
Oh, no. It's genetic.
Hi.
One of our sons is now melting plasticware.
Well, another one of our sons might be registering for it.
What does that mean?
Brad and Samantha want to get married.
Married? That's insane!
It's sad, really. Can I have his room?
Would you excuse us for a minute, please?
Listen to this. They announced their engagement on Tool Time. I tried to talk to him about it. He just ran out on me.
Oh, my God. What if she's pregnant? What if they're getting married because they want to get pregnant?
She probably just wants to get hold of the Taylor fortune.
There is no Taylor fortune.
Not in cash, but we are tool rich.
We've got to stop this.
We've got to stop it.
But we can't panic.
We can't panic.
No, we've got to be tactful and diplomatic so that we don't alienate Brad.
We don't want Brad as an alien.
Hi, Brad. Hi.
Hi, Brad.
I'll be up in my room studying.
Fair enough.
That was good. That was calm. That was good. Are you insane? What is the matter with you? You're acting like a crazy person. How can you even think about getting married at your age?
Mom, Samantha and I love each other and we want to build a life together.
Well, you better build a small one. Not much room up in that bedroom of yours, is it?
You know, Dad, ever since I told you about this news, all you've been doing is joking around about it.
When exactly do you plan to have this wedding?
I don't know. We might not have the wedding. We might just elope.
Just tell me one thing. Is Samantha pregnant?
No, Mom. She's not pregnant.
So what? Are you getting married just so you can have sex?
What is with you, Mom? All you think about is sex.
What are you doing?
I just stare at the stars, trying to figure out what it's all about.
Yeah, what'd you find out?
Teenagers are nuts. And Orion's belt actually has some tools in it.
Well, hi ho, good neighbors.
Hi, Wilson.
Pondering a distant galaxy.
Actually, we're wishing that we were up there. Having a little problem with Brad.
He's not eating his veggies.
No, getting married.
Married? At Brad's age?
He'll have to sit at the children's table at his own wedding.
We know he's obviously too young for this, but we can't get through to him. And the more we argue with him, the farther away it drives him.
Well, maybe you shouldn't argue so much.
Oh, great. Just let him ruin his life?
No. The 19th century English novelist Elizabeth Gaskell said that the wise parent nurtures the desire for independence in order to become a friend and advisor when his absolute power ceases.
If an English novelist said that, how come it's not in English?
What he means is, if we expect Brad to listen to us, we've got to be on his side.
But we're not on his side, honey.
Yeah, but it's reverse psychology. We have to pretend we are.
Well, that isn't the most honest interpretation of Ms. Gaskell's words.
I don't think she'll complain. She's been dead 100 years.
Show a little respect. That's Eddie Haskell's mom, right?
Here comes the groom.
Shut up.
Hey, you know, Brad, we were thinking about places to have your bachelor party. How do you feel about Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah, the groom gets free tokens.
You know what? I get enough crap from Mom and Dad. I'm not taking it from you guys.
Oh, good. Brad, you're here. We want to talk to you.
Oh, I am so glad I'm not you right now. There's nothing to talk about.
No, wait. Look, we overreacted about this Samantha thing. We want to make it up to you, so we've been thinking, we'd like to have her over for dinner.
Why?
Well, if you're this serious about her, we should get to know her better.
So you guys mean it?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I want to make it really special. What's her favorite dish?
Anything.
Chicken cordon bleu with endive watercress salad.
We'll go with your favorite dish.
Sloppy Joes and tater tots?
Mrs. Taylor, you cooked a delicious dinner.
If you're going to be part of the family, you got to be more honest than that.
Okay. The brown stuff is a little salty.
Roll it around the green stuff. It'll slide right down.
I'm glad you guys are positive about our engagement. It's really important to us.
Yeah, they had a little trouble at first, but then they realized how committed we are, and they came around.
It's good for us, too.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, we've been real worried about putting three boys through college, and now we just worry about Mark and Randy.
Well, I still want to go to college.
Oh, sure, honey, but, you know, you're going to be married and on your own, so you have to pay for it yourself.
All right, that's fine. I mean, I'll probably get a scholarship anyway.
And even if you don't, I'll get a job when I graduate next year. I'll pay your tuition.
Oh, no, you shouldn't have to do that. If that happens, I just won't go to college.
Brad, I don't want our children to have a father who never went to college.
Children?
Oh, yeah, children. Have you decided how many you guys want to have? Because I am very excited about the idea of grandchildren.
Oh, well, I'd like one of each.
How about you, Brad?
Children?
Sure, you're gonna love them. Coming over their chubby little faces after a long night of delivering pizzas.
So what makes you think I'll be delivering pizzas? I mean, maybe I'll still be working at the sporting goods store.
Oh, well, yeah, but, you know, you're gonna probably need a second job to support the kids.
Okay, I see what you're doing here. You're trying to scare us. It's not gonna work.
Brad, if your parents are having a problem, maybe we should talk this out.
No, Samantha, I'm through talking. I mean, I talked to them, they said they were going to be supportive, but I guess it was all just an act. Let's get out of here.
Well, thanks for dinner. It was okay.
Well, that went well.
Did you see Brad's face? When he heard the word children, I think we had a real effect on them.
Maybe. Or they could be headed across the state line to get married right now. Congratulations, Granny.
I'm sorry you had to go through that.
It's okay. My parents are going to go ballistic when I tell them we're getting married.
You haven't told them yet?
No. I wanted to wait until they made my next car payment.
Yeah, well, at least we know we're doing the right thing, right?
That's right.
Marriage is going to be great.
Yeah, great.
How soon were you planning on having children?
Well, not right away. I was thinking of waiting a few years. 5, 10. Is that too long for you?
No, I was thinking like 15, 20.
Brad, do you really think you're ready to get married?
Well, I don't know. I mean, how do you feel?
I think we should slow down a little.
Man, I'm glad to hear you say that. And as much as I like you, it would be kind of weird taking my report card home to my wife.
I need more plasticware for these leftovers. Oh, man. Brad.
Listen, before you guys say anything, there's something I want to tell you.
You want to register at Toys R Us?
No, Samantha and I decided not to follow through on this whole marriage thing.
Really? How come?
Well, for lots of reasons, but you know, none of this had anything to do with what you guys said.
No, of course not.
You're old enough to make your own decision, son.
That's right. Good night.
Night.
Good night, honey. Yes!
The wedding is called for a celebration.
This proves that we can deal with any crisis that comes our way.
Here's to two parents that can handle anything.
There you go. I'm going out. I'll be back about 9.
Was his hair pink?
Fuchsia. In truth, what we're going to do is I'm going to use this practice balloon sent over by the Straub Barber College.
Hey!
I don't go with that sort of thing.
I don't go with that sort of thing.
Scared the shit out of me.